brought that key there, didn't you?
Jingle, jingle. Happy Friday. Happy holidays. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Happy 3rd of July. There's a lot of festivities going on today, though. Hopefully the weather holds out tonight. I don't know how that's going to be.
We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah.
That's why we have beer.
That's why we have beer.
I brought Knuth Brewing American Lager 250th Anniversary Edition because today only, starting in a half hour here, at 11 a.m., we are tapping one barrel, and it's 250 pints for 250 years. All
wow,
day. Till the barrel's
cool.
gone.
Is that exactly how many pours come out of a barrel?
No, there's about 120, depending on who pours
it.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. So,
100 if
yeah,
you're me.
250 beers today down at Knuth's. We got socks and sandals rocking their socks off.
There you
from
go.
From 5 to 8, live music. You don't have to worry about the rain in the brewery.
So, no, yeah. yeah. You could even have the doors open if the
That's
wind's right.
right. Yeah. Come on down.
Bring your raincoat and maybe get out on the putting green.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So how often do you have to water that?
You know, it's funny. We did just have it maintenance. We had the company come up and they
It is a real green?
No, it's turf, but they bring in like have you ever seen those rollers with it's like on a gas power, kind of like a weed whacker, but it's got a roller on it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so they roll them, and then they bring up all the fibers and get them all smooth and everything.
I've seen people use those like in ditches to
yeah.
get the gravel out.
Kind of like a brush. Yep, yeah. Yep. And then they'll roll the green. I mean, like it's playing real nice right now.
Wow. Yeah. How often do you have to do that?
We do that once, like a full thing once a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of maintenance.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
How is that refrigerator running?
I got the refrigerator fixed. All is well there. I have a couple good stories for you.
Okay.
So, of course, on Sunday, you know, you sent me the picture on Saturday of you and your boat in front of the Fin and Feather.
Yeah.
Which was great, by the way. And then we were there on Sunday for the cruise.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. But, you know the scene in Christmas Vacation where Cousin Eddie's out there pumping and the crapper was full, you know.
Ooh.
So
the wind was right.
We were out on the boat and Captain Rod comes on over the loudspeaker about 45 minutes into the cruise and folks, we got a little problem here. Looks like somebody forgot to pump out the
yep.
head, you know.
The gray water.
Yeah. So we had to turn her around. But it was like those jets that refuel in midair with the big planes, you know.
Yeah.
They send the line out. So they had the septic truck come right onto the dock. They ran the hose out and we just pumped it out right from the dock.
And then
so
back out
yeah,
and cocktails.
Yeah, it was great. And Fin and Feather was awesome. I mean, it was an awesome cruise. The band was fantastic. They did a great job. We had a blast. So.
I saw some pictures from some friends that were on, which I'll ask if you know them off air, but I didn't realize they had all Knotty Pine in that
yeah.
boat in a split system AC unit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Above where what was the band playing or the gentleman there?
Trevor Finley.
Trevor Finley, yeah. I saw that picture. I'm like, okay, maybe I will go on a cruise here.
Yeah, the boat is super cool.
Yeah.
It's like right out of the 60s, I'd say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kind of matches the interior
yes.
of the Fin.
Yeah, very, very fun. So that was a great story. And then the next day, my wife and I, we got the idea that we were going to surprise our kids and take them to that. Have you heard of that Land of Natura? It's the new water park in the Wisconsin Dells, but it's an outdoor one in a lake and it's all inflatables.
No,
yeah.
I haven't. Wow.
Yeah. It's really cool. Really fun. So we're driving down.
Is it like where Tommy Bartlett's stuff was or
it's, no, it's kind of, it, as you come in on 23,
yeah.
I think it's highway 16 there, maybe
something like
or
that.
Or 13 or 16. You take a left right before you get to the downtown on highway 23,
okay.
And it's kind of out in the boonies a little bit.
Gotcha.
But we had a blast, highly recommend it, but I pull into the parking lot and, before we left, you know, I went outside and I noticed my tire was low, you know? So I'm just like, whatever, I'll put a little air into it.
We're not that far from home.
Yeah, we're not that far. So we drive all the way down there. I pull in the parking lot. We get situated. I open my door. All of a sudden, I hear this.
It let go.
It let go right in the parking lot.
Thankfully, you had a cooler of beer on ice.
I did have a cooler of beer. We packed a picnic. And actually, I have to give credit to my wife. She actually helped me change the tire. I felt very manly changing the tire, but she jacked it up, actually, because I hurt my shoulder. And so I was struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
But all is well that ends well. And great time.
That's a heck of a weekend there.
It was a good weekend. Yeah.
Anything? You guys are closed on the 4th.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
so we're closed tomorrow. We're open all day today. Yep. Like I said, we got live music tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we're full on summer mode now. Are you doing anything for the 4th?
Probably just something small. You know, with the weather, I don't like to plan big groups coming out on the lake with the storms around and stuff. And that's the other thing with all these festivities. We got the fireworks over Fisk, the Freedom Fest in Wautoma tomorrow. Yeah. Fireworks over Fisk is set for tonight. If that gets stormed out, then they're going to try again tomorrow night. And if it doesn't go tomorrow night, then they're going to post an upcoming weekend.
Okay.
So,
you know, I Green Lake is their big thing is always on the 4th. Mm-hmm. And if they don't do the fireworks, then they just roll it over to the next year. And it's like a double
bigger display.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with all the, every town has, most of the larger towns have them. So I don't want to mention too many and then have them get rained out. So we'll just keep that to their Facebook pages.
Yeah. What do you do?
When we get the cancellation notices, then we'll mention it if we have to.
Yeah. Hopefully we won't. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
How about that heat this week?
God, you know, it's not so much the heat, but it's that gosh darn humidity.
Oh, boy. Not good. That's what this cold beer is for.
Cold beer is good.
Dave, thanks for coming
in. Yeah. Have a great 4th, everybody. Have a safe holiday. Cheers to America.
Cheers.